Imagine for a second that everything around you is not what it seems. You feel the sun's warmth through your window, but it's not coming from an orb of hot gas floating 90 million miles away.
That man you see walking his fluffy dog down the street, he doesn't have a beating heart. And his dog's bark, that sound isn't made by a dog at all.
Take a moment to breathe. Do you feel your lungs filling up? You can slowly sense the oxygen rushing in, but how do you know that any of it is real? You can never truly confirm it.
You might not be as human as you think. You may be nothing more than computer code.
Perhaps you are waking up every day, going about your life in an advanced simulation. This isn't science fiction. Countless scientists, philosophers, and conspiracy theorists believe we're all part of a simulation, one of the billions that exist throughout space and time.
It's time to open your eyes and enter a new perception of reality. Welcome to Conspiracy Theories, a Parcast original. Every Wednesday, we dig into the complicated stories behind the world's most controversial events and search for the truth. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Molly Brandenburg.
And neither of us are conspiracy theorists.
But we are open-minded, skeptical, and curious. Don't get us wrong. Sometimes the official version is the truth.
But sometimes it's not.
You can find episodes of Conspiracy Theories and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. To stream Conspiracy Theories for free on Spotify, just open the app and type Conspiracy Theories in the search bar.
This is our first and only episode on the simulation theory, the idea that everything you think you know is mere computer code, and whoever made that code is now controlling your life. This week, we have one single conspiracy theory. We're living in a computer simulation, a la The Matrix.
We'll cover what the simulation might look like, the dark entities who could be controlling it, and why they might be trying to ruin our lives.
We have all that and more coming up. Stay with us. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Bottling everything up can be really bad for you in the long run and have some terrible consequences. And this isn't a conspiracy theory. The more you let things build up, the more of a toll it can take on your mental health. I know for me, in dealing with some traumatic events in my life, I had the tendency to think, well, they've already happened. I'm okay. Other people have it worse. It doesn't matter much. And through therapy, I was really able to understand how those events impacted me and changed how I'd start to see the world in ways that weren't great and were sometimes making my life worse. So therapy or dealing with any traumatic events you've had might really help you in terms of how you can live in the present moment now. So if you want to give therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's also really easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/conspiracy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/conspiracy.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
According to most scientists, our universe was created in the Big Bang. Nearly 14 billion years ago, a massive superheated ball of gas exploded. It sent the base materials for our universe, including hydrogen and helium, shooting out in all directions.
Over hundreds of millions of years, our galaxy formed. Within that, our Earth and then our lives slowly came to be. But it wasn't until about 2 million years ago that our direct ancestors started to evolve into something resembling humans.
It was only over the past 5,000 years that humanity began developing the tools to hunt and build that took us to the top of the food chain. Since then, our population has grown exponentially to over 7 billion people. For better or worse, we as a species are in complete dominance over the planet.
We're the top of the food chain, or so we think.
There are others who believe our history only stretches back a few thousand years and that an omnipotent being created everything. Some think that the entire universe was made in 7 days by God, who, in his infinite wisdom, created us to rule over Earth.
Then still, there are those who believe another option. The Big Bang didn't happen by accident, but was set in motion by God. They still believe the universe was created billions of years ago, but that there is someone controlling the universe, a powerful figure watching over us.
All of these theories and stories are meant to do one thing: explain where we came from and where we might be going. And no matter what origin story you believe in, we all see the same reality. We're all organisms living on the same rock, floating in space, in the only universe we'll ever know.
But much like a magician's curtain or a desert mirage, there may be something more behind what we first see.
This is by no means a new idea. It stretches all the way back to ancient philosophers.
There have always been those who suspected that there might be more to the universe, more than a powerful creator might deem to show us, or simply more we haven't discovered yet. One of the first notable philosophers to tackle this idea was Plato, during the classical Greek era.
Plato argued that even with our vast knowledge, humans weren't truly observing everything the world had to offer. Our scope may be limited by things far beyond our control. He wrote his conclusions in The Allegory of the Cave.
In this parable, men spend their whole lives imprisoned in a dark cave. They only see the shadows on the wall in front of them.
Never having been outside of the cave, they believe that these shadows are real beings. Their entire view of reality is based solely on the input they are given. But one day, a prisoner breaks free of his chains and looks away from the shadows on the wall. As he glimpses the outside world, he realizes that what he was seeing in the cave, what he perceived to be real, was merely shadows.
This ancient story hints at something sinister and strange, that we should doubt our own perception of the world.
And that brings us to our first and only conspiracy theory, the simulation theory, which says our world is not what we perceive.
Instead, it's a complex program run by an advanced computer. A program so convincingly real, no one can distinguish the difference between it and the outside world.
And while there is some evidence for this conspiracy theory, it's most commonly seen in television and film, so we'll be using some pop culture examples to ground the discussion.
A quick spoiler warning for The Matrix, Inception, The Truman Show, and several episodes of Black Mirror. We'll be using them as we walk through the theories of what simulation is and what it might look like.
To start, we can look at the Netflix series Black Mirror. In some episodes, the characters enter a computer simulation to escape the harsh reality of the real world. everything around them feels real. The sights, the sounds, the smells, all of it seems just like the real thing. Some of these simulations act like video games or even as complex dating programs.
In one episode, San Junipero, a simulation exists for people who are getting older. It is used as a place for them to escape to, where they can inhabit their younger bodies and enjoy what used to be. It's a sweet thought, and one that makes the idea of living in a simulation seem fairly palatable.
It sounds like a great idea. We can just plug ourselves into a machine and be transported anywhere we want. We already see uses of this today in virtual reality gaming. All you have to do to feel like you're on another planet is to put on a video game headset.
And we've seen where virtual reality can go if it's taken to the extreme, as shown in the book and film Ready Player One. In that world, an entire society becomes so attached to a video game that they spend all of their free time within an advanced virtual world. Their simulation has an economy and even a full school system. Both of these examples show a world where it's someone's choice to enter a simulation, and even when they're inside, they know it isn't real.
But then there's the other side of the coin, the one where these simulations aren't fun and aren't opted into.
In the film Inception, the main characters invade the mind of a sleeping host and create a dream world for them. The host is completely oblivious to the dream because everything seems so real. Because of that, they can be manipulated.
Every detail seems believable, down to the hundreds of people existing in the dream world. But they're only background filler, like extras in a film. Their purpose is to make the dream seem more like real life.
But there's no way to tell who is real and who isn't. And if we're in a simulation, that's very likely the case. Not everyone we interact with is real. Some people we know and love may really be computer code.
It's like the film The Truman Show. The main character, Truman, lives his entire life in an idyllic seaside town where everyone knows him. He has the quintessential American dream.
But what he doesn't know is that everyone else in the town is an actor. His whole world is part of a groundbreaking television show, and he is the star. From birth, his entire life is fake, simulated. And Truman is the only person in the simulation, the only one who's unaware.
Since Truman has lived his whole life inside of this fake reality, he has a hard time distinguishing what's actually real. But when a studio light falls out of the sky, Truman starts to wonder if something is off. Then he sees a homeless man on the street who looks just like his dead father.
In the film, it's because the actor who played Truman's father snuck back on set to see him. But in the simulation theory, doppelgangers are evidence of glitches in the code or lazy programmers. Whether it's two cars next to each other with the same license plate, or a stranger who's a dead ringer for someone's college friend, the internet is full of photos of these apparent coincidences, but they seem a little too coincidental.
In The Truman Show, everyone around Truman also writes off these types of events as coincidences. They tell him the homeless man was just a stranger, and the light was part of an airplane. But as Truman continues to investigate, his whole perception of reality changes.
Similarly, the main character of The Matrix, Neo, goes about his entire life in a simulation without realizing it.
And just like in the allegory of the cave, this fake world and its inhabitants are nearly impossible to distinguish from the real one.
According to the simulation conspiracy theory, the fictional experiences presented in The Matrix, Inception, and The Truman Show might be akin to our own. If we are in a program, we are the ones still chained up to the cave wall. We only know what we are shown, just like Neo before he takes the red pill. We may be surrounded by other consciousnesses trapped in the simulation, or we may be all alone, surrounded by computer avatars.
But in all of these movies, there's always a point, a purpose for why the simulation exists. While the Truman Show didn't exist inside of a computer, there were people running around behind the scenes trying to make a good TV show. In Black Mirror's San Junipero, the simulation is a home for people who have died but don't want to move on into an unknown afterlife. In The Matrix, humans are enslaved on Earth as a power source and kept blissfully unaware by their simulated reality.
Even in Inception, the architects of the dreams were trying to discover a secret about their host. They had a motive for constructing their fake reality.
But if we consider that we are living in a computer simulation, this leads us to one stark thought.
Someone is controlling our simulation, and we don't know what they're using us for. Coming up, we'll explore potential puppet masters behind the simulation theory. Now, back to the story.
The simulation theory is a conspiracy theory that the world we live in is a program run within a supercomputer. The idea has been around for decades and was popularized by films like The Matrix.
And if the world is a computer program, that means there must be a computer programmer, someone pulling the strings behind the scenes.
However, there isn't a computer powerful enough today, in 2020, to run such a convincing program.
Correct, but the theory has an answer for that. The simulation we are in originates somewhere in the future, and we are living in a past version of the world. Just like in the Black Mirror episode San Junipero, where people from a distant future enter a simulation of the 1980s.
Given that, there are three theories on who could be running our simulation: aliens from another planet, artificial intelligence, or even future generations of humanity.
Let's start with aliens.
Scientists all over the world have concluded that the odds of us being alone in the universe are extremely low. Given the myriad galaxies, stars, and planets, there has to be at least one other intelligent species somewhere.
In 2019, there were over 6,000 UFO sightings in North America alone. It's possible that these are markers left within our simulation to point to the real truth of our existence, that aliens visited Earth and lived among humans for years.
During that time, they could have collected information about humanity. Once back on their planet, they created a simulation using the advanced data they captured.
And that simulation is our world. While the real Earth is decades or centuries ahead, we are living in a simulation of the past.
But aliens are just one option. There are others, like SpaceX and Tesla founder Elon Musk, who believe that the source of the simulation comes from our own ingenuity run amok.
Musk believes sometime in the future we will perfect the technology for artificial intelligence. Once completed, these programs will quickly advance the scope of what is technologically achievable. Instead of waiting decades for a new computer breakthrough, the AI programs will be able to find solutions in days.
And once these computers hit a certain level of power, they'll grow exponentially. An advanced AI could perfect quantum supercomputers, something humans struggle to achieve.
Quantum supercomputers are extremely complex, but the gist of it is that they'd run faster than any of our current supercomputers. And with the power of quantum computing, an AI could create simulated realities. It's a bit of a mix between films like The Terminator and The Matrix.
But given that this technology doesn't yet exist in our reality, if we are living in an AI-generated simulation, we must be living in a recreation of the past, just like in the alien theory.
Then, finally, there are those like astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson and the Swedish philosopher Nick Bostrom who believe that the strings are being pulled by future humans.
These could be people who, in a few decades or hundreds of years, finally develop the technology to make the simulation.
And when they do finally make the simulation, they program it to be an accurate replica of their past before the simulation was invented.
But each of these possible puppet masters begs another question. Why? Why create a computer simulation of the past? It might be to keep the people inside complacent.
For those who ascribe to the Matrix theory, the simulation could be a result of a lost battle between humanity and artificial intelligence, where AI won and realized it needed humans to create a power source.
In this scenario, the simulation is part of an energy source, and we live inside of it, acting as the batteries. While we don't know how the AI would use us for energy, we know that they would need increasing amounts of power, especially if their numbers are growing.
In an effort to keep us chained down, the AI has put us inside of a simulation. The perfect way to placate us would be to make it seem like everything is normal, even if the real world has turned into an apocalyptic landscape. It is quite possible that, if it wasn't for the simulation, we all might rise up like the characters in the Matrix and take down our overlords, finally exposing what our world really is.
On the other hand, some believe that the simulation is actually meant to be used as a video game. Think of it as an advanced version of the popular video game, The Sims.
We may be part of some being's advanced form of enjoyment, a simple escape into an old foreign world.
In this scenario, we wouldn't be able to unplug from the simulation like in The Matrix. Instead, we would actually be a part of the program's code, hardwired to act as characters in a fully realized world. If the simulation ends, so do we.
That wouldn't be that far-fetched. Look at some of the most complex video games of our times, like Grand Theft Auto V or The Witcher 3.
Not only do they create entire detailed environments, but they are populated with whole civilizations of background characters. Maybe we should think about ourselves as these characters, but on a longer timeline, one that lasts a lifetime.
However, the simulation could be used for more than just entertainment. Maybe the program is used by our descendants for science, as a way to solve some of their problems. After all, we already use advanced prediction models and forecasts to predict the weather. Future humans, or even aliens, could take this concept and run with it.
If they can run an infinite number of simulations, they might be able to figure out the best course of action for their future. For an example, we can look to the Black Mirror episode, Hang the DJ. In it, every time someone matches on a dating app, the program runs thousands of simulations, testing these couples' online avatars, putting them through thousands of scenarios to see if the relationship would work in the real world.
And just like in that episode, if we are in a simulation, our perception of time might be completely skewed. What might be perceived as a year for us might only be a nanosecond for a supercomputer running the simulation.
This means that it wouldn't be inconceivable that there are thousands of different simulations, where within each one, slight variables are added.
For example, maybe a small change in the reduction of carbon emissions between the different simulations could point towards a viable solution for climate change. Or they might turn their attention to population control tactics, like destructive weather events or famines.
There's no telling what they might tweak or for what purpose. But if they are in pursuit of a better tomorrow, they might be willing to ruin our reality.
Anything is possible within a simulation, making most of these theories on its purpose and puppet masters equally viable.
And while every one of these ideas sounds straight out of a science fiction movie, when you start looking at its plausibility, the simulation theory has more of a basis in science than fiction. In fact, some of the brightest minds in the world believe we are living in a simulation.
And there may even be proof that we're trapped inside.
Up next, we'll discuss the science behind the simulation theory. Now, back to the story.
The simulation theory might have been around for decades in science fiction stories, but it was only rather recently that scientists began to take this conspiracy theory seriously.
The modern interpretation of the theory that many discuss today wasn't proposed until 2003. That's when Swedish philosopher Nick Bostrom published his landmark paper on the subject.
In his paper, Bostrom laid out the groundwork for a theory that says we all live in a computer simulation. But unlike in The Matrix, we can't be unplugged. Instead, we are actually a part of the computer code that makes up the simulation.
Bostrom also ascribes the creation of the simulation to our descendants. His ideas have convinced some of the smartest people of our time, like Elon Musk and Neil deGrasse Tyson, that he may be right.
And there might be a way for us to observe that we're in the simulation. Clues that the world is not as it first appears. Events that seem like glitches in the computer program.
Take, for example, the film Shazam, starring the comedian Sinbad as a genie. It was a huge hit with families, and people to this day talk about their fond memories of it.
But what if we told you that Shazam was never made? And what if we said that there was absolutely no record of it anywhere?
Instead, the closest match is a movie starring NBA pro Shaquille O'Neal called Kazam. But many people don't remember that film and are adamant that the movie starring Sinbad was real.
Some people are even able to remember key scenes from Shazam. According to one version of the simulation theory, our universe received an update and then films were swapped out. But these people who still remember Shazam were accidentally left out of the patch.
The wider version of this is called the Mandela Effect, named after the famous South African leader. Thousands of people claimed that Nelson Mandela had been killed in the 1980s, when in fact, he didn't die until 2013.
They had no proof Mandela had died, but they all believed, without a shadow of a doubt, that he had, 30 years before.
We may never know if this was just another glitch, or if there was a simpler explanation.
And then think about other strange events all over the world that seem too crazy to be true. Wildfires and tsunamis on a scale we've never seen before. Maybe these are actually the programmers running tests. Perhaps they're using these results to plan disaster responses for their own future.
Bostrom also points to our current rate of technological advancement as evidence for a simulation. Look at computers from 60 years ago compared to those today. The phone in your pocket has more computing power than the machine that got us to the moon.
As we continue to evolve, so will our computers. And a few innovative corner-cutting solutions may be all it takes to help a computer be able to finally run a convincing simulation.
Think about a modern video game. If your character in the game climbs a mountain, that mountain is not actually filled with detail inside. It's a hollow shell.
Now think about our world and the walls around you. They are solid, but just beneath the paint and the drywall, there is wood. These pieces of wood are held together by numerous nails and various braces.
We know this because that's how almost every modern wall has been built. And if you take a hammer to the drywall right now, you'll punch a hole in the wall, exposing all of these hidden components.
You can peer inside and see all the materials that you've been told should be there.
But Bostrom proposes this. When we can't look beneath the surface, how can we prove anything is there? How many of us have seen the inside of the walls we look at every day?
The short answer is we can't. It's a case of Schrödinger's cat.
In this logic puzzle, a living, breathing cat is placed inside a box. But while the box is closed, there's no way to know if the cat is alive or dead. It can exist in either state until we open the box and look inside.
The simulation theory might work a lot like Schrödinger's cat, but instead of an animal in a box, it's everything around us. We are living in a constant state of unknowing. We don't know what's inside the wall until we punch a hole in it.
And once we do, the simulation creates the inner wall for us, on the spot.
To save computing power, almost everything around us might actually be less fully realized than we would like to believe.
Now take this idea and expand it to a near universal scale. The vast expanse that we see in the night sky through a telescope might only be a low-rendered version of the real thing, only meant to fool us from afar, like the painted horizon in The Truman Show.
But what about the deep space telescopes or probes that travel far into the reaches of our galaxy? Well, those who believe in the simulation theory think that higher fidelity data is being created around these satellites, almost like a bubble.
Again, this would create the perfect scenario for a simulation to run. Instead of expending energy to produce this data all the time, it's only created when we go looking for it.
The theoretical advancements in computing power and the computer's ability to convincingly cut corners make the possibility we are living in a simulation that much greater.
In fact, Elon Musk, one of the biggest supporters of the simulation theory, said, "There's a 1 in billions chance we're in base reality."
There will only ever be one first generation of people who make the initial simulation. So the question of whether we are in a simulation comes down to a simple yes or no answer. If the answer is no, we exist in this first generation. What we see is real and all that exists. However, if the answer is yes, we are among the billions of simulations.
We are either literally 1 in a billion and are a part of the world that will eventually create the very first simulation, or are one of the other 999 million simulations.
Despite this, there are still those who don't believe in the simulation because there isn't enough observable evidence. And for many, without something to actually study, the discussion of this conspiracy theory remains purely hypothetical.
Because of this, we may never truly know if we live in a simulation, or if there is one, who is controlling it.
There still might be aliens pulling the strings behind the scenes, or futuristic robots enslaving us, but definitive proof is hard to come by.
Given the current limitations of our modern computers, the probability we live in a simulation seems low. But again, this doesn't take into account the breakthroughs that might be made in the distant future, or the effect of outside sources, like aliens.
And then there are the odds that Elon Musk gives. It's hard to refute those numbers. We are either 1 in a billion or one of the other 999 million.
If I were gambling, I know which camp I would be in.
Well, rating this theory on a scale from 1 to 10, where 10 is full certainty that we're in a simulation, we're going to give it a 3.5. Right now, there are too many unknowns for us to be 100% sure, but this conspiracy theory is backed up with well-reasoned thought, and it's almost impossible to disprove.
In the end, the simulation may just be beyond the veil of our understanding, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't be on the lookout for more glitches in the future.
After all, you should always be scanning for glimpses outside of your reality.
Thanks for tuning in to Conspiracy Theories. We'll be back Wednesday with a new episode. You can find all episodes of Conspiracy Theories and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify.
Not only does Spotify already have all of your favorite music, but now Spotify is making it easy for you to enjoy all of your favorite Parcast originals, like Conspiracy Theories, for free from your phone, desktop, or smart speaker.
To stream Conspiracy Theories on Spotify, just open the app, tap Browse, and type Conspiracy Theories in the search bar.
Until then, remember, the truth isn't always the best story.
And the official story isn't always the truth.
Conspiracy Theories was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. Executive producers include Max and Ron Cutler. Sound design by Jay Cohen, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Isabella Way. This episode of Conspiracy Theories was written by Robert Tyler Walker, with writing assistance by Kate Gallagher, and stars Molly Brandenburg and Carter Roy.